more than 2,200 murders in that month alone, the most deadly month in 20 years of history. The government says it's facing a rising murder rate in a number of different states, from tourist havens all the way to Mexico City. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
All right, welcome back to the Being Found show. You know, in this show, we're starting something that it's truly different. And as far as I know, we're the only show doing this kind of thing. We're essentially running a radio show. We're live. And at the same time, we're streaming our screen out to YouTube. And next week, we'll be streaming out to more services. You know, a lot there are a lot of regular hosts that do regular talk shows and things like that I see doing this. I don't see any marketing shows streaming live in both venues, but also most marketing shows or online or text shows or anything like that you're listening to are podcasts where they're edited you know they're happening only online. So bear with us. We're pretty excited about this. We're trying to bring as much information as we can using all the wonderful tools of the internet that we can. So hope you're enjoying it. You can follow along with the show and see our screens at beingfound.com. It's playing right there through YouTube Live. And then welcome back. Oh, and if you're listening online, you get behind-the-scenes talk where we try to be still PG-13, at least staying in the PG. all right. So here we are. We're back. Let's continue. Or let's replay what we were talking about behind the scenes. One of the things we were talking about was, as a business owner, what we really need to be able to do is we need to see how well our online presence doing. And so what I call this is this segment is my tools segment. It's my pull the tools out of the bag of tricks. And what we're going to do here is we expose tools that the pros use. But also, these tools the pros use can be used by business owners and business leaders to check in and see how well your online presence is doing. And it can be a simple main into the search box and hitting analyze, and you're going to get a score. For instance, right now I used something called website.grader.com, and I'm looking at our beingfound.com. And it's on screen right now. But one of the things that you'll notice if you are looking is that I get a 76 out of 100. So right off the bat, I know that overall my grade is a 76 out of 100. So I can now go look and see what's going on. Why am I not at 100? Sean, you use these kind of tools as a content writer, don't you?
Yeah. Well, I mainly use Moz's Page Grader for individual pages that I write, because it's a little more content focused, and it gives you a grade, and it gives you a number of very nice steps, like you need to use this keyword more or you need to use this keyword less sometimes, and it's just very easy to deal with as a writer. You know, it just tells you, hey, shuffle these words around a little. And I can see how that might be daunting.
Use the same tool, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so this first tool, the website.grader.com, it's used it's built by HubSpot, which is a CRM. You do have to put in your email address, but other than that, it's totally free. I'm sure HubSpot will market to you forever after this. And it's really neat. You put it in, and I can see right now that I get a 21 out of 30 for performance. My mobile is 30 out of 30, which means that the site is mobile friendly.
It means you win the internet.
Yep. What's that, Chauncey?
If you get it all the way across, it means you win the internet. You win the internet.
Win the internet.
Yeah. What's your SEO rating?
15 out of 30. We got to work on that. Yeah. You know, it's funny. One of the commitments to showing to doing our show online and share the screen is that I'm going to expose the truth of what's going on in my world.
Oh. So the cobbler's kids have no shoes, man.
Yeah, so we're going to have to fix this stuff.
But, well, they have half of a shoe.
So I got a 15 out of 30, and I got a 10 out of 10 on security. Now, what's really cool about this tool is after that, I can scroll down and very easily see, for instance, I can see my page speed is 1.2 seconds, and this tool says, great, nice work. But when I look at page size, which is how big is my page, it says, whoa, your pages are a little too big, which means I got too much code or I'm doing too much stuff. But even if I don't know what that means, I can now share this with my web team, and I can say, hey, guys, why is my page size too big? And, hey, why does that even matter to me, right? So just by putting in my website address and click analyze, I now can have a reasonably educated discussion with my web team, and I can ask them, why are these things happening, right?
Absolutely.
Now, how often does this happen in our world? Like, Chauncey, when's the last time one of your clients used one of these tools and called you and had a discussion with you about what he saw or what she saw?
Oh, you know, I maybe have over the years had like three clients
yeah.
that were that involved.
Yeah. But now flip on the other side and let's say that you supply... You're a supplier for a company of some kind of widget. And I wonder how many times the company you supply would call you and ask why prices went up or why are you late on delivery, right? They would ask those things. Because why? Well, because they can see the numbers. They can see in their accounting that deliveries are taking longer or they're costing more or delivery rates went up. Or whatever, they can see that, and so they know to ask about it. Mm-hmm. Well, that's what I'm trying to do here, is I'm trying to expose these tools in this segment so that businesses can use them to see some numbers to start asking questions, start asking why is this happening.
Yeah, it's hard to look at it just from a pure money angle and say, hey, I should be getting this much money from marketing or this many leads from marketing. It's very unpredictable. So instead, you have to look at the metrics that are inherent to this world, you know, bounce rate, speed, yeah. and all that kind of thing.
And it doesn't have to be combative. You know, it's not right. necessarily mm-hmm. use these tools so that you can call out your SEO company. It's just like anything else. You know, if you sell widgets, you know your inventory, you know your numbers because that's good business. You know, and so you should have some sort of understanding of your numbers when it comes to advertising online because that's just good business.
Because you pay for it.
and they matter. Yeah. So these two, I've got two tools. If you're looking at the website, you can see them, but let me explain what they are. You've got websitegrader.com, website.grader.com, and then the other one is called Nibbler. So you can go to nibbler.silktide.com and put in your information and it'll show you. Now I want to get into action steps. Okay, so what do you do? Well, first off, check your site. There's no reason every business isn't using these tools to check how their website's doing. So just do it. Check. Show it to your marketing team. Ask them questions about it. Even if you don't make any decisions, do anything. Just make this something you do. And like you said, Chauncey, one of the action steps is don't beat up your web team because there are, I'm telling you, we work hard and we can't hit every single factor. So instead of beating up your marketing team, work on priorities together. You know, is it the mobile part that's slowing you down? Is it the speed? Do you not have good content? Whatever it is that's keeping you from being found and keeping you with bad numbers, prioritize them. And then test your site again and see how you did. You know, those are your actions. That's not too hard, right? And that's what you already do as a business. So take those steps. And then Jared's bossing me around, so I've just got 30 seconds. Mistakes to avoid, don't do it all at once. And just because things are bad, don't think you need a new website. You don't need a new website every time there's a problem. And another mistake to avoid is doing nothing. You can't do nothing. At least, you know, search, find out how you're doing, and then prioritize. Okay, so you've been listening to Being Found. We'll be right back after the break, or you can listen to behind-the-scenes talk if you're listening online. Talk to you soon.
Analog living in a digital world. Every week on Boomer Tech Radio, we offer up the latest tech news you can use. Hi, it's Bob Belongi. It's even easier to listen to the show now that we're on iTunes. You'll find our archives and articles at boomertechradio.com, and the show is streamed live at kcnr1460.com. We review the latest goodies, gadgets, and gizmos, and make sure you are up to date on the latest tech trends. Boomer Tech Radio, Saturday from noon to 2 p.m. on KCNR 1460, and now available as a podcast on iTunes.
Hey, Linda, where do you think the best place in town is to get a sandwich?
Well, my favorite is the Best Little Sandwich Shop. I like the one on Eureka.
Well, you know, they've got four locations. They have Anderson, another place on Churn Creek in Redding, and, of course, Palisadro.
Remember the party we went to the other day? The food was catered by the Best Little Sandwich Shop, and it was amazing.
It was some of the best food I've had at any one of those types of events.
Just mention Carl and Linda Bott on KCNR 1460. Get 10% off at the Best Little Sandwich Shop at any of the four locations.
Check out the menu at tbls.com. The Best Little Sandwich Shop.
As Californians, we are fortunate to live in such a rich agricultural state. California agriculture generates roughly $37.5 billion annually, more than any other state. Orchard Nutrition Center believes that buying local not only supports North State agriculture, but decreases the amount of time between harvest to your family's table, resulting in the freshest, most nutritious meat and produce available. Hat Creek Grown is one of the largest providers of grass-fed beef in California and is a featured vendor of Orchard Nutrition Center. Grass-fed beef has about one-half to one-third the amount of fat than grain-fed beef. It is lower in calories and can also lower LDL cholesterol levels. Hat Creek Grown is family-owned, with its roots dating back to 1903. Delicious, local, natural. Hat Creek Grown at Orchard Nutrition Center, 221 Locust Street in Redding. Now open 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. 7 days a week to better serve your family. Orchard Nutrition Center.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
Mark, you know what I've been craving lately? Chinese food.
Abby, I have the perfect solution. Sailing Boat Restaurant has partnered with Haven Humane Society for this month's Second Tuesday Dining Restaurant.
Wow, so I can get my Chinese food fix and help out animals in need at the same time? Sailing Boat Restaurant always satisfies my cravings with their amazing food.
Please join us Tuesday, August 8th at Sailing Boat Restaurant from 5 to 9 p.m. They have graciously donated a portion of the proceeds to help Haven Humane reach their goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
It's all about good food, good friends, and helping the animals.
Jared is superb at picking music. It's amazing. You're listening to Being Found. You can follow along online. Go to beingfound.com. We're sharing all kinds of images, and you're seeing the steps it takes to do things. We also have behind-the-scenes show going on during commercial break, so it's really cool to watch there. And we do have our guest coming up, the cartoon Godfather. What's it? Vince Palko, the godfather of cartoon marketing. He's going to be coming on in the next segment.
I'm not going to wake up tomorrow morning with a cartoon horse head in my bed, am I?
Yeah, sleep with the fishes. So you know, there's always a lot of new stuff going on, and I think sometimes it's hard for businesses to keep up with it all. So one of the things we try to do in this show is find those important new things that you need to know about.
We keep up with it for you.
We keep up for you. Or we Google it.
Well, that's what I mean.
Totally.
What keeping up is.
Yeah. So here's what's new. There's Google has come out with something called Google Posts. Now, Google Post is new to businesses, but it isn't new to Google. Actually, Google Post was something used during the elections. And essentially what it was is Google will allow you to post content directly to your Google My Business. And those posts will show up in Google search results and map results. So what does that mean? Well, we're used to writing blog posts or pages and waiting for Google to find them. Now, there are ways that we can help Google find them, but essentially what this does is this allows you to tell Google, hey, this post I'm writing through your platform, please share it. Now, there's another really cool thing with this, and that is you can actually put calls to action. So those of you that are able to watch online, you can see the picture I'm showing you. For everybody else, I'm going to explain it. Essentially, if you're either on a mobile device or a desktop, you're probably used to seeing this thing we're talking about, Google My Business. That's where when you're looking for a business or a product, you'll see Google's version show up. And you'll be able to look at the times the business is open, etc. But now in that same thing is a post. And that post can have a link to say buy or to learn more. Let's say that maybe you've got a special going on where, let's say you're a karate class and you've got a special class for kids only for 2 days. You can write that post. You could put it in here and tell people to learn more, and they'll follow right over. So this is so new that I'm personally having a hard time finding out how much impact it's going to have, how well posts will be found. I know we're doing a lot of research and we're trying it out. I assume it's going to do well. Do you know anything more about Google Posts, Chauncey or Sean?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
So I actually just sent you a link that you can share with the viewing audience of a few things that you can do. When you post, it's adding to what's called the knowledge graph. So in Google My Business earlier, you were talking about how it shows up on the right-hand side, and it's the knowledge graph. You have a nice picture. You have your information, a click to call. You got some directions. Underneath that is going to show up these posts. And when you create a post, it'll last for 7 days. And so it's kind of wanting you to post on the reg, get it in there. And if you add an event, it'll last until the event happens.
Really?
Yeah, and they're really looking for you to be sharing your promotions and your updates, and they're looking for you to actually push your business. There's so many aspects of the internet where people feel, I need to be sneaky about this. You know, social media is a prime example. Okay, well, we need to sell ourselves without totally selling ourselves. The kind of beauty of these Google posts is,
that's what they're for.
You're supposed to sell yourself.
Yeah.
You know, and you get to go back to doing what you do best and saying what you offer and why it's good for your constituents and so on and so forth. And it will show up right there.
It seems like in order to get utility out of this, this does require a business to be constantly producing content and to be constantly providing updates.
You know, content implies something more. It implies a level of entertainment. It implies a level of conversion. It implies so much more. I think these posts are really made more for the business guy to go in there and just write it up. Hey, we're offering this and so on and so forth, and we can help you. So I think
the type of thing that might even be a Facebook post.
Right. I think it's a little more rudimentary. It's a little more your average Joe can go in there and, let's say, once a week, you know, so for a business owner.
Why is it always your average Joe? Why is it always
you're
your
an
Joe?
Exception.
I think, Joe. I think your average Chance could get in there and and he could, you know, let's say here's a great strategy for somebody to use in this situation. And that's if you don't use events. It sounds to me like events are a great strategy in this situation because they will stay up until they're done, so you can get more than a week out of one. Mm-hmm. But a great strategy would be, all my business is going to offer a special once a week. Once a week, I'm going to get in there. And as an SEO, I wish businesses did this more often. I wish businesses called me up in once a week and said, here's our special, talk about it. You know, and I would say, okay, great. We got something to push. We got something to run with. We got something to share. we got something, you know. And so I think that that would be a great strategy for this here. It would remind you to do it on the weekly. It would give you something to talk about, something to share across your social media, and you'd always be updated.
Yeah.
Interesting. Okay, so I want to also, before the segment's over, I want to get into free stuff. So, again, getting into that whole concept of advertising's expensive and this whole being found's expensive, you know, it's not free to be found. It is work, but you know, it doesn't have to cost a lot. You know, just spend little bits. I call it limited risk marketing. You just spend a little bit and keep getting better and better. But having said all that, there are free things out there. And so
zero
one of
risk
those
marketing.
Free, what's that?
Zero risk marketing, as it were.
Yeah. I don't know if it's that, but yeah, good point. Google AdWords is a great way to be found. So Google AdWords is those paid ads that show up at the top of results. You can actually pick a keyword, build an ad, and you can try to be found. You can pay to be found. And so Google wants you to try it out, and so there'll oftentimes be free offers. And right now, if you're looking at our screen, you can see the page, but you can also Google this. Google AdWords has a $75 ad credit if you spend $25. So essentially, you can test $100 worth of Google Ads. Now, how does that work? Well, what you do is you pay for the click, so someone clicking to your website or clicking to your offer. And so, you know, clicks can cost anywhere from pennies to hundreds of dollars. It depends on what's being sold and how much competition there is. But typically, you know, you can get a click for 50 cents, a dollar, $2, $3, somewhere in that range. So that's essentially, you know, that could be 100 to 50 people coming to your site. And, you know, $75 of that was free. Another one that is free is Bing. So what Bing likes to say is if you're not using Google, you're using Bing. Basically,
is that their
say
slogan?
That, it kind of is.
Well, you've got to be realistic, I guess.
This is literally on Bing's page. It says, Bing ads can connect you with millions of searchers not using Google.
Right.
That's what Bing says.
That's funny.
So
it is growing. So we are making fun of it, but it is growing.
I think it's up to 30%.
It is.
Yeah. So, but that is funny. So, again, 30% of people out there are looking on Bing. Bing's trying to help you be found also. And so Bing also offers $100 when you spend $25. So, again, that's paying per click. So no matter how many times people see your ad, that doesn't cost you. It doesn't cost you until they take an action. Now, the reason that's so valuable is it's free. But on top of that, you typically make a promise in an ad. That's what an ad is, really. An ad's a promise. So you might say, the best place to buy shoes for tall people. And if they clicked on that ad, that means that they're looking for shoes for tall people. And so at least you know you got the right kind of traffic. Now, if they don't like your website or they move on or they don't call you, now you have some messaging problems or something else is going on. Maybe you didn't answer your phone or maybe you run the ads at the wrong time. But the point is, for free and cheap, you can start getting the right kind of traffic to your site. So that's my
And how
free
often
stuff.
Do you get the right kind of anything for free and cheap?
That's probably a whole nother show. okay, so you can, what I did was I Googled, sorry, Bing. I Googled free, advertising coupon for Google AdWords and free, advertising coupon for Bing. And you can find both of those. Okay, so we are coming up to the end of the segment. When we come back, we'll have our guest, the godfather of cartoon marketing. It's going to be really fascinating. I personally love cartoons to help sell, so we got all kinds of questions for him. You're listening to Being Found. Come on back after the break.
Reading weather is heating up again, and that means air conditioning in your car or truck is not optional. I trust St. John's Automotive on Eureka Way to do the job right with one-stop service for my car. They are family-owned, with fair prices, outstanding work, and great customer service. They do it all. Call St. John's Automotive 2040 Eureka Way at 605-4889. That's 605-4889.
Time has come for 51. Becoming the 51st state won't be easy, but it'll be worth it. Tired of California passing laws that make your life more difficult?
Find out what's happening and how you can help every Sunday morning at 9 a.m. with Wynn Carpenter
and Terry Raposa
here on KCNR 1460 AM.
Listen for Jefferson State of Mind now at its new time, Sunday mornings at 9 o'clock here on AM 1460 KCNR.
Hey, Carl, let's find a new place to eat. Do you have any suggestions?
Have you tried the Cedar Tree Restaurant in Palo Cedro?
No, I haven't yet. What's it like?
Hey, it's great. Locally owned and operated. The owner, Susan, does a superb job. Food's outstanding, and the entire dining experience is well worth that short trip to Palo Cedro.
Okay, what are their hours?
7:30 to 2, Saturday through Tuesday. 7:30 to 8, Wednesday through Friday. You won't be sorry that you went out there.
All right, let's go.
Hey, this is Carl Bott here to tell you about the good folks at Muse Concrete. Boyce and Joan Muse, along with their fantastic crew, have been bringing homes, parks, stadiums, and so much more to the Reading community for over three decades. Muse Concrete is also proud to bring exciting programs like high school football and Reading Colt 45s baseball to the airwaves right here on KCNR 1460. Muse Concrete, an uncompromising commitment to quality and integrity since 1982. Check them out online, museconcrete.com. Great people doing great work.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Reading Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. Murders, riots, violence, terrorism, hatred, racism, all result from a failed liberal progressive ideology. When you take pliable minds and instill violent, hate-filled rhetoric into them, you create mentally unstable individuals. Understand, there are evil people in this world who use their religion and beliefs as justification for their violent, evil actions. Your best protection from this corrupt ideology is having a sincere relationship with Jesus Christ. If you are looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon, and remember, it's...
Come and get me. You don't have a chance if you don't move now. I'm not waiting any longer. You know that I'm playing to win this time.
All right. Welcome back to Being Found. You can follow along, beingfound.com. It's kind of fun because we basically go off the rails during the commercial breaks. For the first time in our show, we've got a guest who wasn't able to call in. So if he ends up calling in, we'll continue with him. But there's a lot more stuff we want to go over. For those of you that have been listening to the show over the last year or so, you might have noticed that I'm getting scratchy, so I'm going to call right back in.
You know, the topic, Sean, that we were going to cover was sort of the power of imagery and in your marketing, you know. So it's like I really find this topic interesting. And
it's really something that
not a lot of people are utilizing to their full extent.
Yeah. Well, I think in my particular expertise, the way images come up the most is I write an article, it gets socialized, people are browsing their Facebook or their LinkedIn, whatever, and they click based on the image.
Totally.
Because most of the time people do. They click based on the image and perhaps the headline. But usually an intriguing, colorful image is the hook that means that people actually read my content. But, you know.
Okay, so am I back on? Am I scratchy?
Oh, yeah, you're scratchy.
Yeah, that's horrifying.
All right. It's horrifying. That's funny. But, yeah, so, you know, about 5 years ago, content writers, Sean, were kind of the joke of the industry.
I know. I think we still are, but we're
useful. You know, and everybody's just all, who cares about the content writer?
I know.
You know, but I see but now every SEO firm has an in-house content writer.
You have to have content writers in those now.
Right. And so we are about to go to break, and we have our guest, and we will be right back with Being Found.
I'm Dr. Nancy Sutton Pierce, the host of the Conscious Living Show, every Saturday, 11 to noon, here on KCNR 1460. You'll laugh, cry, and perhaps be shocked by my frank and honest conversations. I often team up with my husband, Dr. Mark Pierce, and no one makes me squirm or giggle quite like he can. We are the yin-yang, east-west of most topics, yet you can always feel the love and respect between us. Visit DrNancySuttonPierce.com to keep this conversation going.
Joe's Web Geeks are the geeks your business has been looking for. Now businesses in Shasta County have a resource to make online advertising easy. With our Jumpstart service, you can get a website with pages built to be found in search, a Facebook page, listings in over 25 directories, and a lot more for $8.99. Let Joe's Web Geeks help you so that you can get back to doing what you do best.
Can you hear me all right?
Visit joeswebgeeks.com or call 515-9855.
Join Aaron Ryan, Bill Cundiff, and Bob Martin for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon till 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media soundbites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. And we welcome your suggestions for future topics and guests at wethepeopleradio.us. We the People, now on Sundays from noon till 2 on AM 1460 KCNR.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomforts. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
All right, welcome back to Being Found.
We're working this out, having our show streaming online and in radio, and we had some technical difficulties, so thanks for hanging in there with us, and thanks for sticking around online. We do have our guest on, Vince Palko, a.k.a. the godfather of cartoon marketing. How you doing, Vince?
Great, fellas. How are you? Thanks so much for having me on. Really, really excited to be here and helping you do this first kind of launch with an online thing and podcast. So super, super pumped.
Yeah, yeah. I guess we should have told you we were trying something completely new before you were booked on the show, huh?
I can roll with the punches. I can go.
Yeah, you're the godfather.
Not a problem.
Yeah. So, hey, you know, you might be one of our more talked about guests. We're super excited to have you on the show, too. I'm going to try to hold back a little bit of my excitement because I've actually paid for and done the cartooning marketing in the sales process, and I found it to be awesome and worked great and was an awesome way to tell a story. So I'm going to try to hold back so I don't run this whole thing and not let you talk about it. So could you start by telling us a little bit about who you are and what this idea of cartoon marketing even is?
Sure. So, again, in some circles, I'm known as the godfather of cartoon marketing. And the business has been around since 2005. Way back when, we were the only agency doing cartoon marketing. And business was awesome for a while. And 08, 09 hit. And like many other businesses, things got tight. And I was literally down to my last business idea. I pride myself in being an idea guy. And I was taking lots of swings at the plate, and nothing seemed to be working until I reached out to a client of mine, Mike Geary, who is a very successful internet marketer, and said, "Mike, we can take your whole 15-minute sales presentation, man, and we can illustrate it, and it'll be so awesome." And he said, "What do you mean, like a PowerPoint presentation with cartoons?" I said, no, we can actually animate it." And since there was no one else doing it at the time, this was like 2010, 2000, going into 2011. Since no one else was doing it at the time, we had no basis for its value, and he wanted to pay me X for the project. I didn't want to accept X, but we agreed on a price up front, and then he said, "If you beat my control by 10%, I'll give you a large chunk of change. If you beat it by 20, I'll double it." So I said, "Game on." And here I was in my little kitchen with a little easel that my parents got my kids for Christmas one year. I put a camera over my shoulder, started doodling on this board. And that doodle was the shot heard around the world in the marketing world. And essentially put it all together. He was driving major amounts of traffic to this little sales page. And we did an apples-to-apples comparison. So we took his audio file with PowerPoint. We stripped out the audio, put it into a split test, a B page that was just all ad tune. And we didn't beat it by 10. We didn't beat it by 20. Fellas, what do you think we beat it by?
Let's guess 50.
Good guess. And Mike would have been happy as a clam with 50%.
Yeah.
We ended up beating it by 85%.
Wow.
And the rest, as they say, is history. Mike being Mike, me being me, we then did some more honing and split testing and tweaking to the video, the presentation, and he saw another 268% bump, as if it couldn't get any better than 85.
Okay.
So 353 over his control. He was making $1 million a month on a $35, $40 PDF. And like I said, the rest, as we say, is history, and we've gone on to work with a bunch of different businesses and a bunch of different industries. But, you know, that's kind of our origin story. I've always loved mm-hmm. art. My mother was an art teacher. Father was in sales, so I kind of merged the two with my passion, and it worked out really, really well.
You know, so that two questions pop into my head. So one is, Can you describe a little bit about when you're talking about cartoon marketing? What do these cartoons look like? So our radio audience gets an idea of what we're talking about.
Sure. I don't know if anyone's familiar with the UPS ads back in, I don't know, 06, 07 in that range, where the guy stood in front of a whiteboard and he was, you know, he could draw something and then, you know, that shape would turn into a different shape and morph and and change.
Yeah.
That was the origin of all this, to be completely honest. And but basically, we've taken that process and every single paragraph, word, sentence gets illustrated or becomes the white space to give people pause as to, you know, what the presentation is all about. But basically, essentially, if you, it's a white field with a whiteboard hand and a marker, and essentially illustrating out a presentation of any kind. It can be a sales presentation. It can be, we've done projects for, you know, internal communications. We've done e-learning applications. So there's multiple different applications for this, but the majority of them are Facebook ads, ads that run on people's websites to help further explain their value proposition in a unique and dynamic way that beats talking head videos, that beats color animation that's real slick and sleek and professional, and any kind of PowerPoint presentation.
Yeah, you know, I was going to ask you, why does this work and when is it used? It sounds like to me that cartoon heard around the world was used in the sales process. It was used to help sell or describe the value proposition. Is that typically how your cartoons are used?
You know, we like to say we make the complex simple. And so if there's any kind of complex business, you know, the technology companies are real, real popular with jumping on this kind of approach to marketing, because, you know, whenever you talk to someone about technology or even, you know, investments, financial advisors, they're jumping on this as well, because, you know, people tend to glaze over when you go into your pitch.
Right.
But when you present it in an ad tune format, people, they don't glaze over. They're actually engaged because everything's laid out in front of them. You're hitting the auditory learning mechanism inside them. You're hitting the visual mechanism. And then, you know, so it's anything that's a complex story to tell is definitely a win. But then, you know, we have businesses that just want to grab attention on Facebook and social media. So, I mean, Facebook loves the black and red ad tune style. We've actually split tested against color animation, same audio file. Every time, you know, we're getting high relevant scores with the black and red approach, and which means cheaper ad spend for us.
And why do you think that is?
Why?
Yeah. Why? Yeah.
I've got a couple ideas, and one is these don't look. They're professional, but they're not, they don't smell like an ad. I've had people say to us, yeah, we go on your website, and these are our clients saying this to us, and they think it's, you know, my hand drawing and telling the story. So it comes across as an educational piece and not an advertisement. As soon as it jumps to an advertisement, it's a full color, very polished ad. People tend to shut down because they know it's an ad.
I also bet that the commitment on these, you know, feels like less of a commitment for people to watch it, you know, so they feel like they're just sort of dabbling, having fun, checking something out, and that they're not really, you know, makes it palatable.
Exactly. And the other reason I'd add to that is nature abhors a vacuum, right? When you start with a white space and you start filling it in, people want to see how it's going to all unfold and what the scene is going to reveal. So there's a lot of different factors. Those are kind of a couple of the highlights. But we love it. We love working with all kinds of different businesses and getting to, we got, you know, a lot of obscure businesses that use our videos, and we just love working with all kinds of different interesting folks.
Yeah. And that's the big question I had is, how are these videos used? And before you answer, I just kind of want to back up for a second. So I get that they make sense to put on a website and have it, you know, explain your service. I mean, I think that's obvious. But how else are these videos used? You mentioned ads. Do you run them in as boosted posts or ads? You know, tell us a little bit about that.
Yep. Yeah, so this is, I think when I first started, AdTunes were treated more as an engagement tool. So when you have visitors come to your website, you know, people all around, they're all about bounce rates, trying to get the bounce rates to go down and engagement to go up. And I think that in the beginning was the primary use for these as an engagement tool, but now these are becoming traffic generators. So Facebook obviously loves video. Facebook loves anything that is relevant to an audience. So the more likes, more shares, more comments you get, they recognize all that. And, you know, so you're getting cheaper ad spend there. But basically, using this as a tool to drive traffic to your website, to drive traffic to a podcast, to drive traffic to, you know, a webinar of some kind. Those are a lot of the popular ways. And I'm just trying to think. And then other things like, you know, a lot of internal communications with, you know, you just want to engage your employees and you don't want to have them sit through a PowerPoint presentation or a town hall meeting where everyone's falling asleep. People can, you know, create this information and send it out to their team of employees to go through the information as well. We haven't done as much of that, but, you know, that's where we're going to focus on growing the business in the future with doing more e-learning applications and just internal communications.
Yeah. Yeah, it totally makes sense that, because I just keep thinking about what you're saying with that white screen. And as the story's, you know, kind of unraveling and coming together and you're wondering what that image is going to be, all of us seem to tune in when we see something like that as opposed to actors on a screen, you know. There does seem to be some engagement. What did you call that engagement? You got a name for that. What was that?
Nature abhors a vacuum, which is one thing you said that I definitely liked.
Yeah. That's more of a natural principle, I think, than anything.
Yeah.
You know, whenever you have something empty, people want to fill it up, and they want to see, you know, they want to naturally, you know, fill it up in their mind's eye or, you know, watch as someone fills it up for them. But basically,
okay, so
we're
now,
we're in the pattern interrupt business, right? So most people on Facebook see color ads. They see color photos. Bang, ad teams come in with a black and red, black and white approach. Huh, what's this? They see a hand drawing. They can't hear the sound. So it creates curiosity. And if anyone's ever studied copywriting 101, the main intent of any copy is what? To create curiosity. All right, get them to read the headline. They read the headline, get them to read the first sentence. Get them to read the first sentence, get them to scroll through and read the bullets. Get them to read the bullets, get them to go back and read some of the information. So it's all about creating curiosity, and that's essentially what these do. You take the hand out of it and just make it, you know, a generic presentation with illustrations, I think you lose the pop. I think you lose the pizzazz.
Yeah, interesting. Okay, so now I'm going to ask some questions from the perspective of the business person who's going to hire someone like you or hire you. Again, I have actually been in a position to pay for videos like this and other videos to be made. And so I think I've got kind of a feeling for some of the challenges that happen. And so one of the barriers I think a lot of businesses have is I don't even know where to start to think about something like this. You know, you see these videos and they're slick and they make sense and it's a concise story, but not all businesses are prepared to tell their story concisely, are they?
Nope.
How do you deal with that?
Yeah, so one of our biggest challenges is, and, you know, I'm sure people that are listening in and watching in can relate to, you know, you're dealing with a dentist and he's got all these awards, or a lawyer, and, you know, they're speaking about their company and how great they are and how many years they've been in business. And, you know, people really don't care about that. We've all become selfish and we have our needs and we need to have our needs met. And so that's the biggest challenge with most businesses, that we talk about how great we are. Now, I'm not saying we don't ever do that. You know, there's a time and place for that, but it's an element, one of many, that we drop into the story, not the only story. So, so essentially for us, we have a system. What I tell a lot of people is it's a collaboration as well. So no one understands their business like them. and no one understands how to present a video presentation better than us. We've done close to 1,000 and counting of these things. So it's really through the collaboration of the client's knowledge of the needs for their clients and our system for putting together a story that converts. And then once we have that story that converts, we then put it into a storyboard. And I don't know, I can go on from there, but does that kind of give you a sense for,
yeah,
you know, how to set up the story and how to present it?
Yeah, so you're prepared to help walk the business through getting the story so that it's something a listener wants or a viewer wants to watch instead of just what the business wants to say, right? I think that was a roadblock I ran into is I kept wanting my video to say what I wanted it to. And it was really hard for me to realize that I had to actually come from the perspective of what did my viewer want to watch.
Sure.
That was a challenge. Okay, so then what are some of the mistakes? So I'm looking at your website, which everyone, you can go to adtunes.com if you're listening. Looks like he's got a lot of resources to help out here. If you're watching online, you can see it. But I see here that you recognize that there's some mistakes businesses make with whiteboard animation. What are some of those mistakes?
Yeah, great question. So I'd say the biggest one is hopping over dollars to get the pennies, right? We all want to,
yeah,
you all want to kind of, you know, watch the investments that we make. And what I like to tell people is there's a lot of noise out there. I've had a client come to us recently and, you know, they had done some work with another provider that, you know, was a little less expensive. These are their words, not mine, but they liked us because English was our first language. And
right,
we understood direct response copywriting. And not only that, the art and the whole scenes unfolded in a, you know, much more polished, dynamic way. So the biggest thing is, yeah, there's other people out there that can do it. There's software out there, to be quite frank and transparent. People love our stuff because we're professionals. We've written the book on the art of selling using cartoons. We know what we're talking about. And no one else has the passion that we've had. We've, you know, been around the longest and first ones in dabbling in this environment. And we've actually tried the software, and we saw it decrease results. What the story I didn't tell you about with Mike Geary, once we hit that first one out of the park, he's like, okay, we're going to redo the female version of our presentation. We're going to redo the Spanish version. And so when we went to do the Spanish version, it was easier for us to use software to just go in and wipe out the English in the video, drop in Spanish. And we had a Photoshop hand kind of telling the story. And just like a lot of the software out there that does, it decreased results. And pretty much we haven't been back since to experiment with software. I think people can sniff out, just like if my head's on Arnold Schwarzenegger's body, they can figure that out. You know what I mean? They've got an internal,
yeah,
sense.
No one would be able to tell if my head was on Arnold Schwarzenegger's body. They'd think it was right.
Well, it's the uncanny valley.
Yeah.
That's the term that people use for when things are real, but you can tell that there's slightly something fake about it and you can't put your finger on it.
Okay.
Okay, so Vince, we are coming up to the end of, looks like the end of the show. This show went fast.
Yeah.
How do people get a hold of you? They can go to adtunes.com. How else,
yep,
do people get a hold of you?
Yeah, they can call our number, 419-841-3030. They can line up time to chat with me or my team. And they can go click on the consultation tab on our website and look at some of the sample videos. We have a really cool side-by-side Apple versus PC, Coke versus Pepsi. So you can see real-time software versus an authentic ad tune. And you can see the nuances, the little things that we drop in there that really bring it to life in a unique way. They can also email us at marketing@adtunes.com and just let us know you heard us on the show. And those are the best ways to get a hold of us.
Okay. Hey, Vince, thanks for coming on. And I hope you'll come on again. And I hope that our viewers and our listeners now will check out your site and look at your videos. They're awesome. You guys are definitely pros at this. So it's great having you on, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thank okay, you so much so for having me, fellas. I'll continue all right, success to you. Take care.
All right, you're listening to Being Found. We are coming up to the end of the show. We're here every Saturday. We are your online marketing helpline. So come back. See you next week.
Shasta, Reading.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President Trump spoke today during the commissioning ceremony for the USS Gerald R. Ford in Norfolk, Virginia.
Wherever this vessel cuts through the horizon, our allies will rest easy and our enemies will shake with fear, because everyone will know that America is coming, and America is coming strong.
He said that the $12.9 billion vessel amounts to a 100,000-ton message to the world about U.S. military might. The White House getting a new press secretary, among other staff changes. We get more from White House correspondent Greg Cluxton.
Sean Spicer is